All right, man.
You know what the turkey hole is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear it called that before?
Yeah, I've heard it called that before.
Some other coaches, you know, in other systems call it that. We don't, but it is an area of the field, I guess.
What do you guys call it?
Just the whole shot, something like that.
Marvin Jones, you seem to have a lot of trust in him throwing the ball down the field. I think only T.Y. Hilton and Antonio Brown have more 25-yard-plus catches than him this year. Just what makes him so good, you know, down the field catching those kind of balls?
He does a nice job of separating late, whether that's over the top or to a back shoulder, whatever it is. He does a nice job tracking the ball in the air. And has great body control, you know, by the sideline, out of bounds, all that kind of stuff. So he's done a nice job for us. You know, made some really big plays that have helped us out.
When you've had the fate in your own hands as a team 2 years you made the playoffs, and even here you missed, you know, made a run and ended up Sunday night, you've been able to close the deal pretty well. How do you feel about that right now? Because it's really in your own destiny right now.
You know, we don't look that far ahead. You do that, you start getting in trouble. And, you know, I've been a part of some really good second halves of the season and some not. So the times that we've played well, we've taken it one game at a time and really put our full focus in on every single opponent that we play, which is what we'll do this week and hopefully throughout the rest of the year.
Why do you think you've been a better second half team in a couple of them?
You know, I think Coach does a great job starting in training camp, you know, structuring practice and the way we go about our schedule to help guys stay fresh throughout the season as much as possible. That and, you know, the way we practice. You know, when you have good practices, you're going to go out there and play well. And you know, guys feeling good and feeling fresh this time of year is a positive.
Maybe why do you think that hasn't translated to the first halves in your experience, if he's taking that care of it?
I don't think there's any marker in a season is the timing of when you play good or you play, you know, poorly. I think every game is different. You know, that's my assessment of that.
As the second half of that proposition, know that when you play a team with the Browns, obviously you know the Browns' record and all that's gone on, but when you prepare for them, do you even know their record or just look at the film and these are the guys we're going to prepare for, what we see on film?
Yeah, I mean, you throw the tape on and these guys jump off the screen to you, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They stop the run about as good as anybody in the NFL. They've got young, really talented guys in the secondary, some guys that are extremely talented. I mean, they got a bunch of first and second round picks, guys that have obvious talent, have obvious skill. It jumps off the screen. So, you know, from an offensive standpoint, what we look at, you know, is their defense. And you can definitely tell they've got a bunch of really nice, you know, talented pieces.
One of those first round picks, Myles Garrett's only limited to 3 games. But how different does their pass rush look when he is on the field?
He's, you know, it looks the part on tape, that's for sure. Big physical guy, got speed, power, you know, plays with a good motor. So really all their guys up front are young and talented guys, and they look, you know, they look the part.
Can you help me understand? So the NFL has these next-gen stats, right? And you took 2.5 seconds to throw passes this past week, which was the lowest that you've you know, taken, the quickest that you've gotten rid of it all season. But yet it seems like you're getting better pass protection. Earlier in the season, it was 2.7, 2.8 seconds that you were taking. Can you just help me understand why maybe you're getting rid of it quicker? Is the pass pro really that better? Is it just perception? How are those kind of...
I mean, I'm not looking into too many of those stats, honestly. You know, that's something that I don't ever look at as far as how quickly we're getting it out. Sometimes you know in the flow of a game, hey, this game we're going to – this is a little bit of our approach. The next game, that's our approach. You know, we just try to play the game each week within the game and try and execute at a high level. I think our guys this past week did a great job of winning early on some routes and, you know, was able to get the ball out to them.
How much better do you think the line is playing, the pass protection has been, if that has been better played?
I think it's been good. You know, I think, but like I said, I mean, it's not just them. It wasn't just them when, you know, I was getting hit. It was me holding on to the ball. It was our back scanning guys winning. It's you know, the way we protect the quarterback, sacks, all that is a team stat. Everything in this game is a team stat. I don't throw the ball, you know, for 300 yards without guys blocking, guys winning on the outside. It's everything is together, and that's the way we look at it. We all have a hand in everything we do, whether that's running the football, passing the football, whatever it is.
Without revealing strategy, do you have to change what you guys do when it's like first and goal to one or two, or is it just execution?
I think it's just execution. You know, I mean – go back and look at the tape. There's maybe a body here or a body there that we need to, you know, clean up, and we do that, we're in a good place.
Just one other thing. In regard to those 2.7 or whatever it is, but as the game's going on, do you have a sense that you have good protection? In other words, things are, you've got a pretty good pocket there.
You know, I think you trust it every time you drop back. If you're ever sitting back there worried about it, you know, you're probably not in a good place. No matter if the game's going great or the game's going poorly for you, you just got to go back there and trust what's in front of you and understand that, you know, no matter what's, you know, happened before or is going to happen after, you just got to take each play by itself.
Just to go back to Marvin for a second, both you and Jim Bob talked earlier in the year about when you saw those single high looks, needing to find more downfield shots, hit more of those big plays. Has anything changed the last few weeks to make that more consistent? Does it go back to the protection? I mean, it seems like the last 3 weeks especially, that's really been clicking for you and Marvin.
I don't think so. You know, I think we're just probably hitting them, you know, and that helps. You know, I've tried to do a better job throwing the ball. I don't know if I have, but our guys on the outside have done a great job catching it, going up and making plays. I don't know. You know, I think I've just tried to play within our system and, you know, go through my progressions and put the ball where it needs to be.
What's the confidence level right now in the short yardage offense when you do need that 1 or 2 yards, whether it's middle of the field on third down or in the goal line?
I mean, I think we're a confident group all the way around. You know, we look at the tape and you can see the things that we need to do a little bit better, and that's really in all aspects of the game. You know, anytime we have the ball, I think we're a confident group. We feel like we're going to, if we touch it, we got a chance to go score with it. So I think we feel good.
How important is it, do you think, that Ebron had a good game on Monday, caught everything in this round?
I think it was probably more important for you guys. You know, I mean, you guys love to talk about it, but he's a guy in here that works hard and does everything he can. Obviously, when he plays at a high level, it helps our offense out. It's another weapon. You know, we're at our best when we can spread the ball around and the defense can't sit there and double one guy and say, okay, they're shut down. You know, when everybody's playing at a high level on the outside, it helps. And the guys did it really for the last couple weeks, and I expect, you know, everybody to do it from here on out.
You mentioned their run defense. What is it stylistically that they're doing that's, you know, putting them at the top of the league?
You know, they play, you know, quite a bit of base defense on first and second down, probably more so than you know, some other teams in the NFL. They do a nice job of involving everybody in tackling. You know, I mean, sometimes it's the corners, sometimes it's loading the box. You know, they do a good job of teaching their guys, you know, run keys and reads. They fill fast and do a nice job tackling. I mean, that's, you know, a big part of it as well in the NFL is, can you tackle in space? And these guys do a nice job of that.
Just because
he's a local, for Matthew.
Because he's a local guy, what have you seen from Jabril Peppers when you've looked at the tape?
You know, obviously a really good athlete. I haven't checked out any of the special team stuff. I know he's done a little bit of returning. You know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, it feels like he has really good instincts, plays the ball well in the air, all the things you would expect from a guy, you know, as talented as him.
Is there a time during either practice or training camp when you realize that Clover Quinn and Darius Slayer are really freaking good?
Yeah, I mean, I practice against them all the time, man. I know those guys are really good, and they do it kind of in a different way, you know. You know, Glover is extremely cerebral back there. He trusts his instincts. He's obviously a great tackler, plays the ball really well in the air. Slay, you know, is quick and fast and aggressive and competitive as any corner we play. So I think it's great work for our guys and myself to work against those guys in practice in competitive situations.
What's the best pregame speech you've ever given, and have you ever eaten a W?
I have not eaten a W, and I don't know. I'm not a good pregame speech guy, but no W's eaten over here.
All right. Okay, locker room.